Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons and it is that time of year as we get ready for another edition of Brighton Ottenbright's Close Cuts for Cancer. And with us today we have Leon Ottenbright and Greg Ottenbright to talk about things. How are you doing on this this fine morning?
Wonderful, thank you.
Living the dream.
That's right.
God, I'm living the dream.
It's great to have you here, and I know that each year brings new ideas, different thoughts, different people along, different stories with Brighton Ottenbright's Close Cuts for Cancer. This has been a long journey. How many years now is it that that you've been doing this Brighton Ottenbright's Close Cuts for Cancer?
This is actually our 20th year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we had anticipated doing it up pretty big, but we've decided that because of other circumstances beyond our control that we would just perhaps focus on doing it up big on the 25th instead.
There you go. That's a great idea. I totally understand. Now, with that, though, you've got some great things going on. Kickoff is coming up very shortly, which is why we're here to talk. Friday, April 28th, tell us about the kickoff and what's going to be happening.
Well, we're going to be at Yorkton Hyundai. Yorkton Hyundai has once again partnered with us and generously allowed us to use a 2016 Tucson. They've decaled it all up, auto trim and signs, did up all the decals for it.
Wow.
So we have kind of a mobile office that we consider we call it the Close Cuts Mobile.
Yeah.
And so it's our moving billboard. I have sign up sheets in there. I have pledge packages. I have everything with me. So if you happen to see me and you can get my attention because I'm a very focused driver. Honk and wave and I can pull over and get you all signed up.
Nice.
But so yeah, we're going to be out there at Yorkton Hyundai from 10:30 until noon that day, just unveiling the car, and I'll have it good and clean by then. And we'll be there till noon if anybody wants to stop by and volunteer to join us.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to mention more about Yorkton Hyundai too. I mean, this is the second year that Ron Caban and Yorkton Hyundai's offered the use of a vehicle for Close Cuts to be that mobile office. But, you know, the corporate support that we get in Yorkton is, you know, it's hard to mention everybody. It's just amazing support from so many different organizations. But, you know, Ron and his group has really stepped up over the last, you know, number of years, whether it's some of the initiatives. We'll talk about more probably post the kickoff. But like the support that Ron has given over the last couple of years, it just grows and grows and grows. And you can point to so many projects, specifically palliative care support in town, that a lot of the funds that he's helped raise has gone into to support the community. And you know, he's just a great corporate citizen, a great all-around guy, and just an amazing support to Close Cuts. So we're so appreciative of him. You know, very much like The Rock, you know, the amount of support The Rock has done and the media in general, but you guys specifically, Scott, that you've given to Close Cuts and to bring it to the notoriety or the recognition that we do have is it's got to be mentioned. Just thank you very much too.
It's our pleasure. We're along with a lot of people. It's something that touches so many people's lives. I mean, you don't know anybody that hasn't been affected by cancer in some way or another, and some currently, you know. And this has made this year a little bit. How has it affected you, Greg, with your diagnosis recently?
You know, it's I've kind of half joked. And he said over time, like, you know, nobody's immune from cancer, and even the amount of cancer that's in my family, it's only a matter of time, I thought, till I got it. I was hoping 80 or 90, not 53. I'm 53 now, and I've been recently diagnosed with colorectal cancer. But, you know, I've said to people, trying to give them support, is that, you know, it's nothing that really surprised me, and, you know, you don't never want to hear that. But I look at what my son went through, you know, it points to some of the treatments and how far we've come in treatment, you know, different diagnosis, but what my son went through for two or three years and what I've had to endure, it's not fun, but I mean, I can recognize the treatment is better. I haven't lost my hair. It's been like an oral chemotherapy that I've gone through, and radiation treatment has gone really well, you know, impending surgery and all that. But you know, it just shows me that, again, how far we've come, and nobody's immune. I've also joked as well, like, you know, for colorectal cancer specifically, you look at some of what science is saying the indicators are or causes are, lack of exercise. No, I work out regularly, poor diet, I eat pretty good, I don't smoke, I don't drink. You know, everything would indicate that I'd be a very low risk for colorectal cancer, yet I've gotten it. I've half jokingly said, you'd think all the work we've done over 20 years would buy me some bonus points, that I'd get a bit of a pass. But, you know, it's been a very useful tool, I think, in a lot of ways to show that you can live very proactive lifestyle to alleviate your chances, but it doesn't mean you won't get it. But even with that, like, it's had given me the opportunity to talk about the benefits and that we've seen through the research that we funded and the supports we've done through Close Cuts over the years. So it gives Close Cuts another, I guess, platform to talk about, you know, some of that work. As the Minister of Rural and Remote Health, it's given me the opportunity to talk about the advances in medical science. And although people have challenges with healthcare from time to time, it really does work well. Like, we have a lot of great cancer care and advancements again, and, you know, talk about the confidence in the medical system. But it's also given me the opportunity, you know, for my Christian faith to talk about, you know, having confidence in the medical system and all that. But, you know, having faith that God can heal too, whether it's through human hands or through divine intervention. And I'm confident that, you know, he's going to do whatever he's going to do with this diagnosis. And I'm pretty confident that I'm going to make it. But, you know, depending on the outcomes, I'm still going to be faithful to him. And we're still going to work for Close Cuts. And I'm still going to do my job. And I've been, you know, doing my job to the best of my ability. I've worked pretty much full time for about 4 weeks or so before the side effects took me on the sidelines. But still able to, you know, engage by social media and email and text with my colleagues back in Regina. So still engaged and working as best as I can that way. You know, I think just living away like that, it gives people hope. And, you know, it's like Leon's talked about before, we may never find a cure, but we're getting to the point that a lot of cancer diagnosis can be dealt with like a chronic condition for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gives us that opportunity to kind of deliver that message as well and give people support.
Well, I mean, you look at the amount of money you've raised over the years. I mean, what are we looking at for a total? Because that's it's very significant.
For cancer research and our local cancer initiatives program, we've raised over $800,000 since we began in 1998.
And that's incredible. And when you think about that, I mean, you're getting to see firsthand how far research comes, and it can't be done without the dollars that come in for fundraising, because the technology, it takes time to perfect it, to find the ideas, and to work through all of this. And like you said, you're seeing firsthand where the dollars are going and how far it's come to help treat these cancers.
Yeah, exactly. And even outside of treatments, I mean, I've used Terry Fox as an example. Like, you look at some of the amazing surgeries that can do now if they have to start removing limbs or joints, like the replacements or the different protocols in that respect, outside of the chemotherapy radiation side of things. You know, that's part of the research as well. And just amazing advancements in medical science and surgeries that are, you know, sometimes due to cancers, that it's helping there too. So it's really as amazing as, you know, the intelligence and the skill set that God can give some of these medical practitioners and scientists.
So once again, the kickoff is coming up April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at Yorkton Hyundai. And once again, the event itself, when is that taking place?
That'll be Saturday, May 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Parkland Mall.
Wonderful. So it's coming up very shortly. It's that time of year. So if people are wanting to be a part of this, how can they find out more?
Well, they can give me a call at 306-621-5295. They can email us at closecuts@sastel.net. We actually have a sign-up button on our Facebook page this year.
Nice.
So anywhere on social media, it's Cuts, number 4, and Cancer. And Cuts, number 4, Cancer. They can find us and message us that way. And if they say, you know, just try to get my attention while I'm driving down the street in the Close Cuts mobile. And once you get me to pull over, I can definitely help you out as well.
Well, that's awesome. Well, and it's wonderful to see that vehicle. It is a moving billboard that gives you a chance to be seen. So that's wonderful as well. Other things, what do you have going on? I know because you've worked in different times with different organizations to try and do different things. Anything new that you want to tell us about for this year?
The one thing that we've partnered with, and it's actually a totally different group, it's the Silver for Gold program.
Ah.
So what we're doing is we're encouraging people to collect aluminum can tabs and drop them off. We have 8 drop-off locations in Yorkton this year. And all the money that will be raised by collecting these tabs will be going towards funding for childhood cancer research.
Oh,
and there will
nice.
Actually be a walk taking place in Saskatoon on Sunday, September the 10th. And so if people are collecting them, just, you know, put them in your little Ziploc bag. And anytime you're going to, say, the 8th, places to drop them off in Yorkton are the Owl's Nest Restaurant at Deer Park Golf Course,
yep.
RH Electric, the Family Resource Center, KM Auto Care, Scoops, LR Futures and Investments, Yorkton Hyundai, and DR Auto Extras.
Wonderful. Well, that's awesome to hear. Now, this is it's great to see different ways that people can raise money for things like this. I know that people have done it at different times, so it's another way to give you an opportunity to have an impact, isn't it?
Truly, yeah. And I think Greg knows this group a little more intimately than I do. So if you want to talk about...
Yeah, they've been very active. I mean, it's a family that's been touched by cancer as well in Saskatoon, a group of families actually that have come up with this initiative. And they've also, you know, been very instrumental in 1 month in this past year. We dedicated or named as a Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. They've been impacted by childhood cancer awareness or childhood cancer. So, you know, they're very proactive in their communities. And we're happy to partner with a lot of different organizations. I mean, we're very tied to the Canadian Cancer Society in the past, and you know, really we're blessed by that relationship, but we've always wanted to keep close because it's very local, and that's why the local initiatives have come about, that we invest in things that impact people right here in the community, or even from the community going to Regina or Saskatoon, whether it's a cancer patient lodge in Regina or Ronald McDonald House in Saskatoon, and you know, the Terry Fox run, we're always very active in that. So I've always said, you know, I don't care who raises that dollar that finds the cure, as long as somebody does, and we're happy to, you know, support whatever cause we can. Really happy with the arrangement we have now with the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency. So They do some very great work when it comes to research and of course, medical treatment in the province. So we're happy to have partnered with them that, you know, we can keep that money right in the province for research and treatment right in the province as well. So, you know, Close Cut has come to the point of being very locally organized, very locally focused, and now being able to have the research and those local supports funded here is really great. So we're happy the way things have evolved with Close Cuts over the last 20 years. Hard to believe that. But, you know, Leon touched on earlier, too, about a lot of how we were wanting to do a lot of public events this year. And because of my diagnosis, it's had us maybe have to maybe focus on just the event and whatever else we can do. But it's important to note that as well, like maybe some of these events or people have ideas that you talked about earlier, Scott, that they want to help out, they want to get involved. We're open to, you know, partnering with anybody. We may not be able to have the hands-on. We like to be really involved in all these different initiatives, but we may not be able to have hands-on. But if people have different ideas about raising funds, and, you know, we'll, you know, be involved and make appearances where we can to promote the different partnerships. But we're happy to hear from groups that have different ideas that will help raise awareness and funds for patient support and research. And, you know, we'll do what we can to make sure that those happen, regardless of our ability to take part.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Once again, Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Leon and Greg Ottenbright, talking about Close Cuts for Cancer 2017. It is the 20th annual Braden Ottenbright's Close Cuts for Cancer coming up Saturday, May 27th at the Parkland Mall. And don't forget, once again, the kickoff where you can find out more information. And it'll be a grand kickoff at Yorkton Hyundai at 10:30 a.m. Friday, April 28th. We are going to be back with more with Leon and Greg right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Leon and Greg Ottenbright. It is the 20th annual Braden Ottenbright Close Cuts for Cancer that's coming up Saturday, May 27th at the Parkland Mall at 10 a.m. And once again, the kickoff is coming up Friday, April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at Yorkton Hyundai. Now, the local, we talk about local. So many different people, so many different organizations come on board, different fundraisers go on, and you want to be able to try and keep funds local, and that's such an awesome thing to be able to do. You've had many different ideas in the past, but what are you doing with the local dollars this year?
Well, generally, all of our local initiative money will go through the Health Foundation. And so what we had done, we had partnered with them two, three years ago that we had come on board with them because they wanted to start permanent palliative care rooms in our community. And they're actually located in the Yorkton and District Nursing Home, but they are available to any patient that is requiring palliative care services. It's usually on a long-term basis. So we have had people that were spending their final days there. Mm. And so there were two rooms there. And we also had found that the nursing home people had come to us and said, you know, there's this extra room. If we could convert that, we would like to also have a family room. So last year's funds went mostly to the family room. And those funds were raised by Yorkton Hyundai. They had the Close Cuts Bucks program where they donated $100 from every car sold during the month of May. And so that was able to have a room. It's actually between the two rooms, and it has just places for family to just take a break. Mm. So they could leave the patient's room, but they were still very close by, and they were able to be comfortable. We had, there's like a television, there's fridges, there's just, you know, enough that it's just comfortable enough mm-hmm. for them to not have to sit out in the open, because yeah. a lot of people, of course, want to gather as a family during a time like that. So we are still just putting the final touches on those rooms.
Nice.
That's where we're planning on putting any other additional local cancer initiative money that comes mm-hmm. in this year, just to ensure that these rooms are complete and to the satisfaction of both the patients and the families and the staff that are actually using them.
Wow.
And then another local cancer initiative that we have going ongoing is we pay for one night stays, the first one night stay that a person has at the Regina Cancer Patient mm-hmm. Lodge.
Yep.
And so they'll get one stay per year if they're from our area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also fund 1 week stays at the Ronald McDonald House for
yeah.
families that are going through just any basically type of illness, because they can't really differentiate because of privacy.
Yeah.
They can't really say whether these are cancer patients, but we just know that, you know, this is a 1 week stay for someone from our area that has a sick child.
Mm. I think it's important to note too, Scott, like, I mean, a lot of these things, they aren't really high dollar initiatives, but what we found, you know, through a different initiative that we experienced in Saskatoon with Braden was that, you know, the smallest token will show that people are thinking about you. You're not on this journey alone. And the feedback I've gotten from people that have accessed either the Patient Lodge program or the Ronald McDonald House program is just that. Like, it's not a large amount of money, but they realize that it's just a little, when they go for treatment and they're, you know, they're just in this turmoil of a situation, but they go to get their lodging at one of these facilities and they realize that, you know, somebody's thinking about them. It's just an amazing psychological support, spiritual support for people. And that's all part of it too. It's a little bit of a financial aid, but it's a big part is just supporting people going through a diagnosis and treatment.
Well, and you have so many of those little things. I mean, obviously with there have been things to bring down costs, you know, in different ways, but even at that, when you're spending some time at the Ronald McDonald House, those dollar values add up. So if you take mm-hmm. even a portion of those away, it sure does help, you know. And like you said, it's the support with it as well. So that's wonderful to see that those are parts of that, because, I mean, as you've seen, there's a lot that goes on in the process of trying to get healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's great to see that you guys have that support for people. I mean, have you had people talking to you about that more recently mm-hmm. since your diagnosis?
It's actually... Maybe a little bit, but it's interesting because I'm usually out in the public quite a bit, but people you don't even know that are going through treatment and, you know, walk up to you in McDonald's when you're having coffee or whatever and you're thinking, you know, you're not sure what they want to talk about and they just want to say thank you. It was really, you know, a nice gesture. It really made me feel good that this happened. And you start connecting because they can't tell you who's accessing the program, but people will come up and offer that information on their own. And it's encouraging for us to know that you're, you know, sometimes you wonder how much of a difference you're making, but when you see again, like the advancements in research and, you know, some of these local supports, whether it's diagnostic imaging or whether it's palliative care that, you know, you're supporting people or something like this, it encourages us to keep going as well. It's pretty neat. And I think Leon maybe talk about the Comfy Cozy Trophy program as well.
Oh,
it's another
yes.
local initiative that,
yeah.
again, it's not a big dollar, but it offers support to families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, all of these programs I consider to be a hug at the beginning of your journey. It's just a little tiny gesture, but it just, you know, hopefully it just serves to brighten someone who's perhaps scared or just, you know, mm-hmm. just needing a little bit of reassurance. Another thing that we have ongoing as well is our Comfy Cozy program. That was started with funds that we raised by volunteering at Kids Expo in 2015.
Oh, nice.
We ended up raising over $6,000.
Wow.
So we had approached the two cancer clinics in the province, in Regina and Saskatoon, and we said, okay, we would like to do something that's focused on children. What would be a good initiative that we can work together with you? And they said there's a special designed shirt. It's called a Comfy Cozy. And generally, they're very bright colored, tie-dyed looking shirts. And they have either buttons or zippers on the front so that when a child is receiving their chemotherapy treatment, they can just access the port that they have to deliver the chemotherapy through without the child having to put on a hospital gown or, you know, taking their shirt off or just being uncomfortable. And so generally this is from, I think we've ordered sizes from, say, 24 months up to 12 years. So every child at the beginning of their treatment in each of the clinics in Saskatchewan will receive a shirt at the beginning. And then when they're done the treatment, we've also partnered with Parks Jewelry, and they make up a little trophy that says, congratulations, you know, you're now, you've completed this part of your journey. And so I think the kids are really thrilled. I know I had one mom who had messaged me privately and said, you know, my daughter just completed the program before you guys had started with your program or completed her treatment. Is there any way I can get her a trophy? So, you know, it's just a small thing, absolutely, but I think it really brightens the lives of these kids that are going through cancer treatment.
Yeah, it just makes me think, you know, scripture, and Leon will refer to it as our life scripture, but, you know, a lot of these initiatives have come around through things that we've experienced personally, like through Braden's journey. And you know, back then we were comforted by others, and, you know, God comforts us in our trouble so we can comfort others in their time of need. Yeah. And that's what a lot of this is about. It's, you know, supporting financially for research and all that, but it's about supporting people and just walking along with them when they're going through this journey.
Well, it's great that you guys are doing this, and we will continue to keep you all in prayer in this, because obviously it does take a lot of work, and you've got a lot going on with yourselves as well. So if somebody wants to help out, they want to maybe raise funds, how do they find out more, and what is required for somebody that wants to shave their head this year?
Well, we can have, we actually have quite a few people coming forward that perhaps don't want to shave their head, but they would like to support our cause. Mm-hmm. And so we do have some people that are actually collecting money but not shaving their heads or getting their hair cut. They just said, you know what, I just want to hand the money over to you guys. I don't know what my head looks like. I can't bring myself to do that, but I fully support what you're doing.
It goes
and
back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, that first time shaving your head, you never really know what the shape of your head is you've got no hair on it. So we have a couple of people that are wanting to do that for us this year. And then, of course, you can just come and get your hair cut. If you would like to donate your hair, it needs to be at least 8 inches long, not chemically processed, and less than 5% gray. So it gets our field of participants able to donate their hair kind of thin, because, you know, if it's not one, chances are it might be the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you get to be my age, but we won't go there. So we have, and people that just want to volunteer, people that want to support the cause just by helping us. And I guess this year, if there are people that can volunteer that aren't available on that date, then, you know, then we have a pool of people that perhaps we can draw from if there is, say, a barbecue that needs just, you know, five extra people that, you know, we could assist that way, because we're not, we won't be as hands-on this year.
That's, I think, an important point to make too, Scott. Like, it is a head-shaving event, and I've, you know, again, half-jokingly talked to people about, you know, I'd like to participate, but, you know, I don't want to shave my head. And I said, you know, we need volunteers. We need people to shave their heads. We also need people to donate. So there's all kinds of ways you can part without impacting your hairline too much.
That's right. Now, when it comes to those events, barbecues, you do plan those throughout the time, don't you? Or how many do you have those planned for this year?
Well, generally, we've had a few people approach us, and there was one that I said, you know, I don't think we can manage it, because it's a lot of, that one in particular was a lot of legwork before the actual barbecue, and I just said, because we don't know when Greg's surgery date will be, I'm just trying not to spread myself too thin. And then we've had another one that I've just kind of put on the table until, like, once we have a date, then I think I might possibly be able to accept some and move forward. And depending upon, of course, if they need volunteers from us.
Yeah,
if they have enough people within their organization to do it without us providing volunteers, then by all means, you know, we're totally open to.
And again, we're happy to promote and attend and all that stuff and do whatever we can. But, you know, some of that might be limited. But I think the one event that we always have, we've had for a number of years, we'll likely have again this year, is the Pancake Breakfast at Good Spirit Lake, long weekend in August. And we've had some really neat corporate support, personal support with that type of initiative as well.
And then one thing that we did receive this year was actually a barbecue grill from DR Auto Extras.
Oh, wow.
We had, after our pancake breakfast at the lake last year, they said, you know what, we would really like to support you. We're having our 25th anniversary. And they said rather than them spending money on a big party to promote themselves, they wanted to reach out to organizations and support them that way. So we have that grill that we're hoping to roll out for sure by the pancake breakfast at the lake.
And then, you know, once I get through my diagnosis and stuff, we fully intend to, you know, get a little bit of an enclosed trailer. We have a fairly nice barbecue that we've gotten as well. And this grill, so we'll have our rolling close cuts billboard. And, you know, we'll be able to do barbecues and pancake breakfast probably at a breakneck pace next year once we get through this little struggle. But
And once his wife learns how to back up a trailer.
Hey, that takes years to perfect. So thank you so much to both of you for being here. Anything else you want to say before we wrap things up?
No, just thank you to the community and, again, all the corporate support, again, Hyundai and The Rock and all the other media and corporate support. But, you know, the volunteers and all the people that take part. But first and foremost, the people that do support it and donate, because without all that, we couldn't do this. So.
Well, thank you very much for being here. It's always great to see you. And we look forward to talking to you again as this time continues. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know. Once again, Close Cuts kickoff is Friday, April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at Yorkton Hyundai. And the event is Saturday, May 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Parkland Mall. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.